Greetings to everyone. Many of us have traveled afar and now return home. And so we welcome those who travel and ask the blessing on each one of us today. We are thankful in this Thanksgiving. We think about the lessons of the meaning of Thanksgiving. There is a mother brought a daughter to the market and went to the selling of oranges. And so this owner gave this daughter an orange. And the mother said, "I'm going to say something to this person to give you one. I say, can you peel off for it for me?" Is a very familiar thing, right? And sometimes we come to God just like this child. We ask a lot, but to be thankful is very few and far in between. And when we are blessed, what can make us different? That God wants us to have a different lifestyle. A different lifestyle doesn't mean that God wants to be the hippie, like in the 60s. And those we call hippie to live in a different way than others. That's not the way God wants us to be different that way. God doesn't even want to become special. But God wants us to become a superhuman. Superhuman means that we live in a standard, but that standard is up above every other standard. And in this standard, this kind of standard, in Thessalonians, in verse of 5:15, that we are taught, the attitude of a superhuman. Give thanks in all circumstances, for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus. How in all circumstances to give thanks? We give thanks when we are blessed. We normally give thanks when we have peace, when we have happiness, because but the standard is above every other standard in this world. In all circumstances, that maybe there are some difficulties in life. Maybe we are facing with the health issue. Maybe we are facing with problem in our family, in this society that we live in. But the attitude that must be thankful in all circumstances. Let's pray for guidance. When God wants us to someone that's a very different from this world. Dear our Heavenly Father, we are thankful, Lord. You have saved us from among the sinful peoples to be set aside for you. You have called. We call saints not because we are good people, but you have made us into saints. That is, we have been set aside apart from this world to live in a standard based on your standard. You want us to become very different a person. May you bless us. And this morning to hear your voice so that we can become those that live in a standard that is very different from this world. May you forgive us our shortcomings that cause us to be apart from you. May we walk with you. We are thankful, Lord. May you teach your word. That you teach our heart and my mind so that what I share with the congregation will be encouraging to them. We are thankful, Lord. And we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. There are two things that we can think together and learn together that we have read in Luke chapter 17. The first thing is that to become different in the eyes of the Lord. And the second, to become different in this world. How do we be? Can we be different in the eyes of the Lord? Every Wednesday, we have a Bible study for the adult. And many others are coming from a different state, from Canada, and also people from Vietnam to come in. And this class is very blessed. And after we learn about the word. And so I recorded the message and then edit and then send it out the next day or the next day. Then I send all the audios to all the participants so they can listen and so can receive more of the teaching. And last Wednesday when we learned the Bible study in the first day, somebody said, "Oh, I have not received the audio. I have sent it out. Maybe your email did not receive in the spam or junk mail." But this person ever sent it on the audio recording the next day, and this one said, "I have not received your audio. And my parents did not receive it." "Oh, that's great. I have sent it already." So I resend it to Lan and her parents. And this morning, I was working on email and all the summary, and I saw that in the draft folder, waiting to be sent, and I have typed up the email, but I didn't hit send. That means maybe I have forgotten push the send button to send it, or maybe I sent, but it didn't work. I'm not sure what the reason was. Maybe some weapon, but I could remember, like I said, every week I have it resent. And then this morning, and click in to send and resend to everybody in the past. That means remind me something that maybe in our lives we keep a traditional habit to come with God, but our heart, is it truly to become live differently for God? Or the habit just make us to come, sing, and offering, and pray, and listening, and also have fellowship, and that complete our Christian life. Jesus did not come to pay the price for us just to go to church on Sunday. That's not the purpose. The purpose, what Jesus came to die for, to live up, to become saints, that means those living differently than the world standard, that belong to Christ. We are set apart for Christ. And so let's think about how can we become somebody different than the world. And this story is a very familiar in our Thanksgiving. The story on the road to Jerusalem, Jesus traveled along the border between Samaria and Galilee. And from the north, Galilee, he came towards Jerusalem in the south. Normally, a Jew wants to go from north to south. They cannot walk in a straight line to cross Samaria, because they despise the people of Samaria. They were a Gentile. They were mixed race. And they were mixed with the Gentile. And so Israel is despising the land of Samaria. And when they want to south to north, and they have to take a roundabout way to avoid crossing Samaria. That is the habit of the Jews. That's the culture of the Jewish people. But here Jesus come to the border between Samaria and Galilee. What for? Here there are 10 lepers, and the story is that there are 10 lepers come and say, "And Jesus, Master, have pity on us." And then God healed them. Let's think about this. The image of the lepers has something to do with our life. They live in the portion in Samaria. Really, if a leper, if whoever suffers from leprosy, they've been cast out. They cannot be among the people. So this region, only the lepers can stay there in the border, near the border. Because whether they are Jewish or Samaritan, that's the region where the lepers belong. And they are separated from the society. You and I were born, and sin has separated us with God. And here, there are 10 lepers. They have leprosy. And there is something that they could not be healed at that time. And today, maybe science, they can cause some medicine that helps the lepers. Leprosy can be healed. But back then, this is one of the four maladies that could not be healed naturally. And this kind of malady is very terrible, because it's killing the person lived by it. And so leprosy, it will eat up the flesh. It is the kind of dry leprosy. And when we sit, maybe the nose can fall off, the ear can fall off. They are in a situation that they are dying each day. And you and I, when we are living in sin, the sin can cause us to die and live by bit before the Lord. Thankful to Jesus, when he came into the town, what did Jesus come here for? There is nothing for Jesus. There is nothing here to preach the gospel. Here only the lepers live. But Jesus is want to come there, to this region. If Jesus did not come, there is no one leper will know about the authority of Jesus. Give congregation. Jesus has seeked them out. They didn't seek Jesus. Jesus has come into the world to seek and save us. And we did not seek God. And now, this is the opportunity that we have opportunity to hear the gospel when God came into the world to become a human like us. All the lepers, they went out to welcome him. There are 10 lepers. Come on. There are 10 lepers. And these have the heart to seek, have the opportunity to seek Jesus. The gospel has been sent to the world so that all the sinners have the opportunity to believe. Gospel does not discriminate anyone. Doesn't matter how sinful that person. Gospel has been preached to save every soul. You and I are, we have been saved. We have opportunity to welcome the gospel. Welcome the opportunity to see Jesus. But we see it's very pitiful. 10 of them went out. They could not come close to Jesus. They were standing far away. The gospel of the Lord comes for you and me. Oh, that is not our own effort to save ourselves. The gospel of God has been sent for each one of us. that is that know that we are worthy of it. And the lepers, they could not approach Jesus. Sin has prevented us to come before the Lord. No, the gospel has been preached all over the world. Many have heard of gospel many times, but the sin has prevented that person to come to the gospel. These lepers, and lift up their voice, Jesus, Master, have pity on us. How many people said? All 10 of them said that in a loud voice. Each one has had the opportunity to come to Jesus to ask for mercy. Any sinner can come, has the authority to ask for mercy. They need mercy from Jesus. We need mercy from Jesus. Only the mercy of God to resolve and save us from our sinful nature. There is no effort of our part. There is no religion has the authority to save us from our sin. Only the Son of God coming down to earth can save us and bring us and restore us back to our original positions. And they all come to our disciples. They ask for the mercy from Jesus. Have pity on us. Your life and mine will have, cannot, nothing can save us except the mercy of God. And so when we come here to see, what do we seek here? Seek the mercy of God. God does not save us because we come to church. God does not seek us because we put some money in the offering box. God does not seek us because we sing well. God seeks us, each one of us, because of His love for us. Give thanks to Jesus. And they call out Jesus. Happy on earth they come. Then the love of Jesus flowed to them. It was fortunate. When he saw them, he said, go, show yourself to the priest. Jesus has performed miracles to save this, to heal this leper according to the law in Leviticus chapter 4. All the lepers, they have been separated from, apart from Jesus. They live outside the tent, just like what these lepers are living today. And if their bodies, by some miracle, they have been healed, then they have to come to the priest so that the priest can examine their skin to see if the leprosy has been gone. The first thing, they have to come with an offering, and then the priest will examine their skin to see if leprosy has been healed. If it's cleansed, they can come back into the tent, but they cannot come into the tent, outside the tent. After 7 days, they bring another offering, and that priest continues to examine them, their body. And if all the leprosy has been healed, then they can officially come back into the society. All these leprosy came to see Jesus, and Jesus gave mercy to them, just like the law has determined. They had to be examined that their leprosy has been healed. Jesus healed these lepers. There is nothing else but Jesus, but they have to go through the step that all the priests must examine their bodies to see that they have been healed. And verse 15, when he saw them go, as they went, they were cleansed. All 10 of them asked for mercy. All 10 of them has been healed. And all 10 of them have experienced a healing in the authority of Jesus they was going there and they was healed. Different condition. God did not heal them. And then asked them to show them to the priest. But what Jesus were, when they were walking, they were healed. That means whoever obeyed of God, they can experience the authority of God in their life. But even though we see 10 of them is similar to all aspects, but there is a difference. The difference is that verse 15, one of them, when he saw he was healed, came back, praising God in a loud voice. He threw himself at Jesus' feet and thanked him, and he was a Samaritan. Maybe nine of them, maybe they were Jewish. Their sin has, whether it's Jewish or Samaritan, they have to live in that region with the lack of grace. The sin has become, make them in the same situation, but here they live together in the same village. They have the opportunity to see Jesus. They are waiting for the mercy. They are experiencing the blessing of God in them. But there's only this a big difference. That difference is that we participate and knowing that that person is a Samaritan, dear congregation. One Samaritan is very different in Israel. Is it the condition for being healed? It's not the condition for being healed. Though there's a difference. Samaritan is different than the nine Jewish people. This Samaritan has been healed, just like others. Well, in the eyes of the Lord, we could not be proud of being on me, then I have been saved. Or somebody says, I am a U.S. citizen, I have been saved. No. Every nation, every person in this world is worthy of death. We have a destiny in the eyes of God. Then they will see that American, they are more beautiful. That's nothing. They have better blonde hair. They have a good nose. Dear congregation, whether blue eyes, high nose, or blonde, that's still going to hell. That doesn't deserve mercy. But praise be to God. There is something different that caused this Samaritan to be very different from the other nine. Not different, so not other. Different in the eyes of God. And this difference that God wants us, to each one of us, is that in each situation, praise God, give thanks. Do we give thanks when we are sick? We are thankful when we lost our trust. Do we dare to thank when somebody passed away in our family? But here, that someone, we become very different others. That is, we give thanks in all circumstances. When this person to become different, because in verse 13 and 16, he drew himself, came back, praising God in a loud voice. Verse 15. He threw himself at Jesus' feet and thanked him. That is something that is very different with this Samaritan from the other night. Dear congregation, when you and I were born in sin, and the sin caused us to have the same destiny, all of us will be separated from God. Don't think that I will live in a morally good, so I will be saved by our moral standard. Every sin has been, we are far short of the glory of God. So that when we are born in sin, all of us will be separated from God. God will see that every one of us here, we are sinners before God. Whether it's a U.S. citizen, whether they are poor or rich, whether we have an educated person or a fool, each one is a sinner before God. And when God will see in our life, the result of our life is perish. Everyone have sinned, falling short of the glory of God, and all the sinners falling short of that glory, we will be perished and judged. Who can escape God's judgment? But give thanks to God. The grace of God can save us. The grace of God has extended to these 10 children. All 10 of them has been healed. The grace of God for them, the same blessing. And the blessing caused me and you, we receive the same grace. And today, all of us have been received the gospel of saving grace. What can we do to be saved? Except the gospel of Christ. We could not do anything to save ourselves. It's the gospel of God that caused us to have the opportunity to seek the Lord here. And that grace that encouraged us, to motivate us to seek God. Is it grace of God to make us to call God our Father and pray to our Father in heaven? We are not worthy of that privilege. And because of grace, we can call our God, the God of Father, so that we can come and pray to Him. And in that grace, we can receive the forgiveness because of the blood of Christ. For you and I, we have different kind of sin, different spiritual situation. God, Jesus, must pay the same price on the cross to save us. And give thanks to God because in this grace, you and I, each day, we can experience the blessing of God. Somebody can buy a new car. Praise God. Somebody can have a good job. Let's praise Him for that. Some of us have been healed by that because we regained our health. Some have been brokenness in the family that He healed this brokenness. Then every one of us to receive blessing from God. None of all of us will receive different kind of blessing. Very special that we have good health. We can eat. We can go to work. And all that, every one of us will have received some special blessing from the Lord. And give contribution. Sin has caused us to be born the same. The grace caused us to receive the blessing from. But there's only one thing that caused us to be different than others. In all circumstances, give thanks. Because that's the will of God. For you in Jesus Christ. And each one of us has an attitude of thankfulness to give thanks to the Lord. A person has no the attitude because that person pray a lot. Or a very a good prayer. And to declare salvation. But that person can express a lifestyle of thankfulness before the Lord in all circumstances. That will cause us to become a different person. To know the will of God and do it. That is the attitude. Very practical to show that we are thankful. Last week, Mr. Dean came and said, my family has been facing many burdens. My mother got a stroke. And then the house has been needing maintenance. How can I pray to thank God? Mr. Dean, I give thanks to God because the stroke, she did not fall. And did not fall and hurt her body. And praise God because will 911 be, an ambulance can come very quickly for my mother, he said. He prays God for that. And he gives thanks to God that the maintenance of his house can cost 20 or 30 thousand, but only cost him 8 thousand. Because he could do it. The Lord has some solution for us. And so there are reasons for us to praise God and give thanks to him. We give thanks when our lives can see the sovereign of Lord in our life in this world. And Matthew Henry was an early American preacher, and most pastors have a copy of his commentary of the Bible. Many of them have this. Once, while traveling to preach, Matthew Henry was robbed. Now, most people wouldn't think that would be a circumstance in which you could give thanks. But he did. And he wrote, I am thankful that during these years, I have never been robbed before. Also, even though they took my money, they did not take my life. And that reason, in all circumstances, we have the reason to give thanks. And this is the first time he was had been robbed. Also, even though they took my money, they did not take my life. Give thanks to the Lord for that. And although continue, they took all I had, I was not much. I did not have a lot of money in my pocket. And finally, I am grateful that it was I who was robbed. I thought that only we could not find the reason to give thanks. And the attitude in life is not different than us. But it also, we can see the reason to praise God and give thanks. Is it all 10 of them here? Jesus says. What about 9 others? Now, this person is very different from 1 to 9. With this man and this group of 10, they've been separated. They've been healed, but there's only one and return with a thankful attitude. And 9 of them, they went away without a word of thanks. When the door and so they can show themselves to the priest according to the law of Moses. The motivation of religion can give us this in the Jews, they have the tradition. They do not want to associate with the Baratans. And between they live together here because they are lepers. The Jewish live with Samaritan. But a normal Jewish would not live together with a Samaritan. Because these Samaritans are despicable before the Jewish. They were sinners here. They were Gentiles. When they are healed, would they go back and associate themselves with them? They always have this thought that they have been born in the Jewish nation to be saved. They could not change that kind of thinking. The modern, the earnestness of religion cannot save. Only. Jesus said, only this return to their things. Jesus did not discriminate the Samaritan just like other. But Jesus was so proud because of the hardened heart of the Jewish people receiving the blessing without being thankful. In John chapter 5, verse 2. You study the scripture diligently because you think that in them you have eternal life. We know that the word of God, the Bible is the word of God. So we have eternal life. But Jesus says this. These are the very scriptures that testify about me, yet you refuse to come to me to have life. We're not seeking the word. We come to the in the word. We come to the author of the Bible. And so, in the seeking of God, we are praising, not just we bring our music into the God, but praising His name. The offering that we offer, not just because we give it to God, but we express our thankfulness, what God has blessed us. When we pray, not just because we ask something of God, that we come into the relationship with the fellowship with the Lord. When we come to the church, not just to practice activity, religious activity, but we are fellowship with God and also fellowship with one another. But if we don't need the church, there are many people that I don't like. They reject the principle of God. The church has been established by Christ. This is our home. If we reject the church, we reject the family that one God has put together. The congregation. When we come, we serve not because of obligation, but because of our love for God. And so, in your life and mine, we become a foreigner before God, so that means we become a citizen of heaven, not a regular people on this earth. We become different before the eyes of God, because we live in a standard. Give thanks in all circumstances. That is something that we can be different from others. The second point that we can think together, mentally, to become different than the world. When a person knows the blessing, that person will become very different from the rest of the world. Let's think about the Samaritan. The first thing is that he has a difference in his recognition, his awareness. When he was on the way, he saw that he was healed. Others, how about the nice? There's only this one person turned back to give thanks to Jesus because he has the awareness of someone who has healed him. The rest, they can only see the person, but did not see the author of this healing. We are seeking blessing today. Ask the Lord for this and that, but could not see the hand of God blessing us. And so, may the Lord give us an awareness to recognize that the God has blessed us much. And this person, Samaritan, is different than the God because they affirm the reality of his leprosy. They came to the priest according to the law of Moses, but this Samaritan came to Jesus, give thanks to Jesus, because he said, I have been healed by you. He recognizes his privilege to express his thankfulness to Jesus. There, I have been cleansed. I have been cleansed because the grace of God for me. The law is something one can keep. Who can keep all the law? But grace is something that God gives us that we are not worthy to receive. And so the attitude of thankfulness, I'm not worthy, Lord, but you have given me your grace to recognize awareness of the author of this blessing. You're different. This person is different because he experienced differently. They experienced a miracle when they were walking, they were healed. The same experience. But now this person came back to Jesus and experienced something more wonderful. That is the relationship with God. He knew God give thanks to God. This is a relationship has been established between the Samaritan and Jesus. The rest, they came to the priest. They have to two priests to come to God. They could not come to God directly because the priest is the intermediary between the lepers who have been healed and God. But this Samaritan needs no intermediary to come to God. This is something Jesus has done for us to become different. This would become different than the rest of the nine because the offering that he brought, according to the law, they have to bring a pair of birds, of doves, and then they are healed and use the blood of the birds and dip the and then let go the bird that died for the other to live. And this is the first examination of the leprosy. The second, to come with two lambs. One lamb is killed, and by the death of this lamb, the second lamb gets set free. But this person came to Jesus. They did not have to bring any kind of offering. He brought his own heart to Jesus. The most beautiful offering is that your heart. You are the sacrifice. There is no other sacrifice. Not our money. Not our praise. The clothes you wear could not please. Your heart is the one that will please God. When we offer our money, it's a living sacrifice to God. That will be stopped. This Samaritan is different from the other guy because the value of big change. And we know not that because they did not give thanks that they will become leprosy. They can become and back to society. But in the future, can they be get leprosy again? Yes. Because the sickness continue to be there, but they become clean now. But in the future, they can get it again. And here comes the they continue to be a sinful nature, and they continue to be separated from. And they have to bring an offering to come to the priest, because they couldn't come close to God. But this Samaritan has come to Jesus and experience something that the other knights could not have. That is Jesus who said to them, rise and go, your faith has made you well. This person has been saved by leprosy, but at the same time, this person has been saved even his soul by Jesus. The nine others can maybe heal, but the soul can continue to be apart from God. And this value of a thankful heart is so great. And we are in country. Give thanks in all circumstances. And there's a story in the old Aesop people. Many of us know he's a slave, but he has a special skill to give a story that has some moral point to it. There's a story that he was telling by Aesop, telling a story about a young boy named Atrocles and the lion. Atrocles was a young Christian boy who wandered off into the forest one day. Suddenly he came upon a lion which was roaring in pain. At first, Atrocles turned to run away as fast as he could. And as he glanced over his shoulder to see how close the lion was, he noticed that the lion had not run after him. So Atrocles stopped, turned back to the lion to see what was the matter. He saw that the lion had a huge stone in his paw. Atrocles pulled it out and helped the lion to his den where the lion was healed. And because this young boy, he pitied, because of his pitying, he forgot about his fear, and he was helping this bear to take the thorn away from the palm. A few days later, this boy and the lion were captured by Romans. And this boy, because he was a Christian, and the emperor wanted some fun watching Christians being eaten in the theater, and the lion, because they needed one to do this deed. And this is a game since back in the day when the Romans wanted to be a sport to see a Christian eaten by the animal. It became a sport very popular for the aristocrat at that time. And one day, when Anuko was captured and pushed out into the big arena, and the lion came charging from the cage on the other side, Anuko fell to his knee, waiting for the huge mouth of the lion to devour him. But to his amazement, the lion stopped, dead in his tracks, laid down and crawled towards Androcles. And he began to lick his face and play with him. It was the same lion who Androcles, this boy, had helped. The one who had the thorn removed. The lion was thankful because this boy had saved him from the injury. Aesop always had a moral fact at the end of his fable. This one being, he said, gratitude is a sign of noble souls. Only the noble can have a thankfulness. Thankfulness to God is someone who is noble before the Lord. The Lord wants you and I to become this noble, to become foreigner to this world. We will say we want somebody who has more pride. A more, the foreigner in our country, and you will have something more valuable. Some cars, some wealth, some house. But God wants us to become a foreigner of this world. To live a life different according to our citizenship in heaven. And we give thanks for that. And because of this thankful attitude that each day we can experience the wonderful power that can help us to be blessed in this life. We would not be fearful of circumstances surrounding us. We would not fear of Satan who are shooting the arrows. We would not fear of others to despise us, because the peace of God is in us, and that is the power of God in us. The thankful attitude that help us each day to understand more about God. And when we understand God more, our heart, our faith become more, will become fruitful for the Lord, victorious before sin, that we can bear talking about God to others. And so the Word of God encourage all of us. Give thanks in all circumstances. Give thanks because the will of God in Christ Jesus, that it will cause us to become a superhuman in the eyes of God and in the eyes of the world. May the Lord bless you. Let's all stand together and read this together, the key verse that we have. for today's lesson. Give thanks in all circumstances, for this is God's will for you in Jesus Christ. In Christ Jesus. We give thanks to you. We thank you, Lord, because you have saved us in Christ. So today, we become your children. And God wants us in this world to express so others can see that we are the saints, the one that God has set aside to live in a super life by your word for us. This morning, may the word of the Lord be mine. It also concerns give thanks. There are many times we do not dare to give thanks, and instead we complain. We have bitterness. We think that we are not loved by you, but God, may you help us so that we can do others. In the eyes of others, this Samaritan is despised. But in the eyes of Jesus, you have received this Samaritan because of his thankful heart. May we have the same thankful heart to lift us up, to cause us to become different before the Lord with others, and cause us to be different than others who live in this world. May the Lord grant to sanctify each one of us. Help us to become valuable instruments in your hand. We thank you for this lesson. So allow us to live according to your word. We are thankful and we pray in Jesus' name. Amen.